Today's daf is daf tesva. We learned yesterday that there's a machlokas between Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman. Rav Yehuda, quoth Rav, is saying that in a case where a person made a t'nai, so that he asserted himself to sleep today if he sleeps tomorrow, Rav Yehuda said that according to Rav, he's not allowed to sleep today. According to Rav Nachman, what's the problem? He could sleep today, and tomorrow he won't sleep, because he'll know that it's usher. What was the machlokas? According to Rav Yehuda, a person is only nizhar in an actual isser. He's not nizhar psychologically in the t'nai that creates the isser retroactively. And he sort of figures, look, it's done already, already slept. I don't have any real isser right now in sleeping. It's just that if I sleep, it's going to create a retroactive isser on me yesterday. That I'm not so worried about. So this was the machlokas that we had. Today the Gemara wants to see if we can bring a raya to the halacha from our Mishnah, which is, of course, the reason that we brought in what appears to be unrelated machlokas in the first place. So we're up to now the beginning of the second line. That's what we're going to have. It's not. So our Mishnah says as follows. Ko neim shani yoshen, shani mehalech, shani medaber. And it says all of these cases, the halacha is that it's all b'gbal yachel devaro. So now, let's first figure out what the case is in the Mishnah. If it's the case as stated, it doesn't make sense. That's not even a neder. A person cannot aser sleep on himself with a neder, because it's an intangible. One of the things that shvuot or more chamor is that shvuot or chalot or davash yesh bo mamash or davash ein bo mamash, mash ein ke b'nedarim. So that you have now a major difference between a shvu and a neder is that a neder, because it's chal on a chefetz, the chefetz has to be tangible. The shvuah, because it's chal on the individual, does not have to be chal on anything tangible. It can be chal on an act of the individual. But Shena, in this case, the person is trying to answer himself on sleep. Obviously, sleep is an intangible. So it's davar she'in bo mamashu. So how could such a neder be chal in the first place? So the first thing we have to clarify is that we're talking about a case where he said, konim einai b'sheina, so that he answered his eyes, didn't answer the sleeping. So okay, so the hana'ah now of his einayim, that's now what it is that the iser is going to be. Okay, that we've settled, fine. Now let's get to the next issue, which is a more important question, because we already really guessed the solution to this problem. If a person just asserts his eyes in sleep, is that really considered to be a neder at all? Because we certainly know that it would come to making an actual shvua, in that the shvua wouldn't have the whole problem. You could make a shvua that you won't sleep. Suppose you make a shvua that you won't sleep, and you don't define for how long you won't sleep. Now that shvua is not a shvua sheker, that's a shvua shatz. But you can't not sleep. So therefore, in the case of a shvua, where there's a specific iser in shvuat shav, we will give you malchus immediately for shvuat shav, and then there's no iser on you to sleep. The shvuah is immediately bottled. Now, by extension to neder, there is no iser of neder shav, at least according to most, because the din of shvuah shav comes from the taking of God's name in vain. There's no God's name when it comes to the neder. Okay, I mean, there is a sheet of the Rishonim that holds that there's an equivalent of neder shav midrabbana. But in any event, certainly the neder is not chal. There's no neder that cannot be kept, that we'll see later on. So the next piece that we're going to say right now is an extension from the dinim of shvuas, according to the Ran. Again, as I said, there are shitas that say it's an actual drabonon extension. According to the Ran, we only say it in this way, just to indicate what the din would have been by shvuah. But by neder, we understand it means that there's no isra at all. So therefore, we ask as follows. Idilo yoiv shiura. If you didn't say, I won't sleep, for a day. You just say, I won't sleep, which is what it says over here. So then how is that a neder at all? I mean, Mishav kinele adovar isur Abal Yachel, what are we saying? That there actually is a Shvua, and we'll wait for him, of course in this case it's a Neder, and we'll wait for him to be over, and then he'll be over on Abal Yachel, and then he'll get Malkus. That's not true. We are going to give him Malkus immediately in the case of Shvua, because of Shvua Shav. There's no Abal Yachel, there's no Shvua. V'omer Rabbi Yochanan Shvua Shelo Yishan Shlosha Yamim. Once a guy goes for 3 days and up, that he's not going to sleep, that's impossible. And Malkinoto, we give him Malkus because of Shvua Shav. V'yishan la'alter, he could sleep immediately. And in this case, there'd be no netter on him at all. So that can't be the case. So what then is the case? The case obviously can't be that he said, I will not sleep for a day, by saying konim enai b'shena, because then it's a completely gratuitous Mishnah. It's not telling us one piece of information that we don't know, right? So since the piece of information that's missing in the Mishnah is the amount of time, and it's leaving it up to us to understand what's happening, it's clear that that is where we're meant to insert the case. The reasonable insertion, because it can't be talking about a straightforward shvua, not to submit or not to sleep, the reasonable insertion is that the reason that the time is left up here blank is because it's a bit complex. And actually what had happened was that he involved 2 days in the Isser by making a condition. And he said, I won't sleep if I do sleep. Very much like the case of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nachman. So let's figure out what that case is, okay? So let's say he said that the case was, I won't sleep tomorrow if I sleep today. That doesn't make sense, because why would the Mishnah then be saying that he would be Bebal Yachel Devaro, which, I mean, the Chiddush would be, obviously, that he's immediately Bebal Yachel Devaro, meaning that he shouldn't come Lidei Bebal Yachel Devaro, because if he sleeps today, he won't be allowed to sleep tomorrow. But nobody holds that. Even Rabbi Yehuda agreed that there's no problem in sleeping today if the Isser is going to be called tomorrow. Because when it comes to the Isser, people are careful. They're only not careful about the condition that leads to the Isser. But in this case, if the Isser follows the condition, so fine, just sleep today and tomorrow you won't sleep. What's the difference what day you don't sleep? So I thought you said, but didn't you say that Kobi Yisurim is dire? That a person, everybody agrees that the person is Zahir, is careful not to be over on the Isser itself. El Apshita, there's only one case left. The case that's left is that the man said, which is exactly the case that we just brought up. So he said, look, if I sleep tomorrow, then I won't sleep today. So then, when it says over here, Arezeh Baba Yachel, tell me what you think that means. I mean, Ilo Naim Hayom. If he doesn't sleep today, so then there is no Baba Yachel Dvaro. Ki Naim Lamachar, my Baba Yachel Dvaro Yika. There's no way to be over on Baba Yachel if he doesn't sleep today. So therefore, if you're telling me that, well, he's going to be over on Baba Yachel, so obviously what the Mishnah is coming to say is the norm is that you'll sleep today, because there's no issue yet in sleeping. But then, if you're over on your condition, you're going to be over on Bayachel. So, El Alav B'Denayim. It's talking about that he sleeps. And that's the norm. Alma Ite Denayim. Ite Yuvta the Rav Yehuda. So we see that the norm is to sleep. And therefore, it's a Kashan Rav Yehuda, because the Mishnah is not saying it's usher to sleep today because of Bayachel. It's saying you can come to Bayachel. You can sleep today. And you'll be over on Bayachel tomorrow if you're over on your tonight. Says Rav Yehuda, no, that's not true. The Mishnah means just the opposite. The Mishnah is saying, E-Nayan, that if you will sleep today, you will end up being over on Bayachel. Therefore, don't sleep. That's what it's saying. Arezer Bayachel. And by the way, you'll notice that it doesn't say anything. Normally, where does it say Arezer Bayachel? Says, yes, sir. What do all of a sudden we're talking about? Is it Baba Yachel? It's the first time. Oh, says, that's the point. Since you can come Lidei Baba Yachel, you best be careful. That's what it's saying. Is it Baba Yachel? So take better care of yourself not to be asir day by achel. Anything says Rabbi is saying like I'm saying. It's more mashma like me than it is like Rabbi Nachman. Ravina Amar, Ravina says, well, you know, your whole analysis is faulty. Because what did you begin saying? You begin saying that it can't be talking about a case of where a person said that I'm ossering myself on sleep. It can be, actually. It can be. So how is that possible? Le'olam kediktani. When it says over here, I make myself osser, and I will not sleep. He did not say my eyes are prohibited. So even though sleep is an intangible, and a neder is not chal on an intangible, so nonetheless, there's an iser derabbanan of lo yachel devaro. That explains why it doesn't say asur. It means this is an extension of bal yachel devaro, and it's indeed a shvua, a neder, not a shvua. And over here, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Your whole problem was, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? If it's talking about that the guy said, Kanim Enei B'Sheina, so I already know about that from the last parak. No, the chiddush of the Mishnah is he did not say, Kanim Enei B'Sheina. He said, I won't sleep for a day. The issue over here that we need to look at that's chiddush is the phrasing, not the time element. You made this whole big deal that the issue that we've got to deal with is the time, and therefore you inserted the condition in order to make it clear that that's what the Mishnah was. The Mishnah's talking about a regular case. A guy said, I won't sleep. Whatever it is, for a day, 2 days, whatever the amount is, it's irrelevant. As long as he obviously doesn't go over the period, which is not possible. So then you'll say, what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is he didn't say a neder properly. He said, I will not sleep. That's an intangible. I said, I will not sleep. He ossered sleeping on himself. If he really said, I will not sleep, so then Achinami would be a shvua b'loshen neder. That we said is considered to be a neder. Okay. But he said, sleep is ossered on me. Sleep is an intangible. Therefore, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, there is a bal yachel derabbanan on intangibles. If you'll recall, the end of the last parak came to discuss exactly that issue. What do we do about such intangibles? All right, so we have two possible approaches now. One, that it's talking about a shvua, that is an intangible. The closing, remember, of the previous parak was exactly this issue. Shashvua eskala sadova sheish bo mamash v'she'in bo mamash. And that's where we said, ye'aser pila diburi. Therefore, says Ravina, the closing of the last parak indeed was talking about a bal yachel that was a diorita, because he said it in that fashion. Here we're talking about a not to comely day bal yachel, meaning the Rabbanan extended it because of the Yisr bal yachel. Asks the Gemara, what, there's such a thing? Umiyika bal yachel min Rabbanan? I mean, you're saying mishum bal yachel, that the Rabbanan created an extension of the concept of bal yachel? It's a little weird. I mean, you want to talk about Nisr Rabbanan, say it's Asr. I mean, if you're saying Bal Yachel, it seems to be saying you're Bedavka pointing out it's the Araita. Is there a place where the Rabbanan actuate a concept of Bal Yachel that is not a Araita? Yes, says Ravina, absolutely. I'll show you where. Vatanya. Dvarim hamutarim v'acherim nagu behen isur. Say, people are noheg and isur on something that is 100% mutar. Yata rashay latiram bifnehem. You cannot say about such a thing. It's ridiculous. It's completely mutter. Why? Because to them, once it's been accepted, it's a getter, like an haga teva, like a neder, and therefore it'll be a violation of bal yachel, it says. That's the lashon. Shenema lo yachel divaro. Divaro, not referring necessarily to your own personal dibor, but to a thing that was on Hoga. Some say it doesn't even mean Dibur, but that it means Divaro in the sense of Yadbera Mimtachtenu, Han Haga. Lo Yachel Divaro, do not be Mavatel, a Han Haga that was accepted by people. Now obviously that's only the Rabbanan, but you see that, I'm so sorry, you see that the Rabbanan extended the Isser, and we use the word bal yachel instead of saying stam, the Rabbanan asked it. So too in our Mishnah, says Ravina, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is not something to do with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nachman. It's simply to tell me this new halacha that there's a bal yachel min Rabbanan. Okay, let's see if we can find any other rayas now against Rabbi Yehuda. We're trying to see if we can prove that a person is not going to have any problem being Zoyer on a Tanai, and there's no reason to choose Tanai day as the day not to sleep. You might as well choose Neder day as the day not to sleep. And either way, it's exactly the same level of Zihirut. What's the question tonight? A man who just had a horrible yontev with his in-laws says to his wife, I'm telling you right now, you go visit those idiots again before yontev. I'm talking about Sukkot. I mean, they just finished the Sukkot, you understand? So I don't want to go back there until next Sukkot. You go back there by next Sukkot, and you're usher ba'anah on me till Pesach.
Following Pesach?
Yeah. Now, I mean, this obviously leaves a lot of extra time for the Tanai, right? So konim sha'at nenet li ad ha-Pesach, im telchi lebeit avich ad ha-chag.
Not to go there.
The whole question, by the way, how can he aser her, fiz meshubah to her? It's a very interesting Tosfos possibility. Tosfos says, as one of his tirutzim, we'll see later on more in the Gemara about this issue in another case, Tosfos says as one of his tirutzim that you're mechuyev to take care of her, but if she triggers an iser, that's her problem, that's not your problem. In other words, you can certainly make it, look, it's up to you, I'm ready to take good care of you. If you want to go now and visit my in-laws, your parents, so then you're telling me you don't want any anav from me. Now you're violating our commitment now, our mutual commitment, and therefore I could take away my commitment to you.
It's not too mutual.
Doesn't, huh? If you're not around, you can't be mechabit. Okay, so he has other approaches. Well, we'll wait till we get to the Gemara about it later. So in any event, what's the din? So continues now the Mishnah to say, Halcha lifnei ha-Pesach. If she went to her parents' house before Pesach, then she becomes asura banato ad ha-Pesach. Now look, it makes it very clear that she does not have to avoid having hana from him until Pesach, because of the thought that what if she goes after Pesach and now violates the condition and retroactively we go over in Bar Yaka. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, she's immediately Asura, because he said people are not careful about conditions. So if she's going to go ahead now and do the Isser, which will become Asur when she's over on the condition, she's going to be over on Bar Yaka. So why does the Mishnah say, if she goes, then she can't be nene. Even if she doesn't go, she can't be nene. That's the whole point of Rabbi Yehuda. Isn't this a tiyufta to Rabbi Yehuda? So you see, only halcha lifnei ha-Pesach asura, lo halcha lo. Says Rabbi Abba, that's not what it means. It means halcha lifnei ha-Pesach asura. It doesn't mean just that she's not supposed to. It means that she was over on Ba Yachel, and she gets malchus. That's the point, because this is Isser period, the actual Isser. Therefore, you should know that if in the end she actually went, she was over in Isser the Arisa, she was over on Bal Yachel. Lo, I can't tell you she's going to get Malchus, because maybe she'll still be Zira in the tonight. But she shouldn't have. So what she does is Asura. It's an Isser Bialma, but it's not an actual Bal Yachel. And this would be, according to Rabbi Yehuda, perfectly acceptable. Says the Gemara, how can it mean that? Look at the continuation, this very same mission. Achar ha-Pesach, b'bal yachel devoro. If, however, she goes after Pesach, so then she's going to be over on bal yachel retroactively. How does her bal yachel? I understand what you're saying. She goes after Pesach. You're telling me she wasn't supposed to be Nana the whole time. Okay. So she wasn't Nana. So where's the Bal Yachel? So obviously you're taking now as the norm that she was Nana. You're saying, if she goes now before Pesach, so then she becomes now Asur in him. If she was Nana before Pesach, and she goes after Pesach, she was over on Bal Yachel. I thought you said she's not supposed to be Nana. You said, tell me. You can't say the norm is she's going to be over on Bal Yachol. You should say, if she ate, then she was over. So then if she goes after Pesach, she'll be over on Bal Yachol. If you're telling me that this is the norm, so Alma, you see from there, that is the Idolo Isanet by Pesach, Mika Bal Yachol, Ela Pshita, obviously the Isani. She was Nana from him beforehand. And now, she's going to be over on Bal Yachol retroactively. So that means Alma Mitani. That means that the norm that we're assuming is that she's meant to be Nana. So now that she goes afterwards, she's going to be over. Is that not the Tiyufta to Rabbi Yehuda? Is that not a Tiyufta to Rabbi Yehuda? No, says Rabbi Yehuda. Actually, you know what? Ki Katani, it's talking about over here where she was Mitane. That's what it's saying. Itani, Hareze Bebal Yachel Dvaro. That's Gufa. The Chiddush. The Chiddush is, you should know, says the Mishnah, you better watch out, because if you were Nana and you go after Pesach, you're going to be over on Bal Yachol. That's right. So, that's the Chiddush Gufa, not to tell me that it's okay, don't worry about it, but then if you go, you'll retroactively be over. It's saying, why am I warning you about this? Because you're going to come to be over on Bal Yachol. That's how I understand it, says Rav Yehuda. Okay, tonight, how about this? Konim shel na'at nenet li arachag, im techila beit avich ara pesach. How about the other direction? This continuation, the Mishnah says, you cannot be nenet to me until Sukkot, if you go until Pesach. So then, holkalif ne'at pesach, asura banato arachag. So if she went before Pesach, so then she's asura until Sukkot. You should know there's no problem if she goes after, if she walks after Pesach, that maybe she's not going to remember over here that she had actually gone ahead before Pesach. And if we allow her to go afterwards, so maybe she'll forget about that and she'll come to be Nana from him. In other words, we don't put it in her mind, well, you're not allowed to be Nana and you're not allowed to go. You are allowed to go, because the tonight was only until Pesach. So there's no problem with Achra Pesach. That's not an issue. But if she went Lifnei Pesach, she, of course, is Asura B'Hana'ah. Now, what does that mean? If she went, she's Asura B'Hana'ah. And only if she went, she's Asura B'Hana'ah. That's what it's saying. Halcha Asura. It's saying only if she went, she's Asura. But if lo, halcha lo. Is that what it's saying? So doesn't that mean that Reb Yehuda is wrong and there's no problem? Says Rava, no. What then? I feel a halcha asura. I explained to you, if she's halcha, then not only is she asura, but she's asura of a loka. She will get malkut in that case. Lo halcha asura b'yalma. But as I explained to you earlier, there is an isser according to Reb Yehuda, but it's only an isser that we're afraid you may come to Bal Yachol. But we can't tell you that's not the same Isser that it usually means. Isser usually means you'll be Chayav Bal Yachol, you'll be Chayav Malkus for Bal Yachol. But therefore, the Mishnah is being careful about how it says it. That's all. Meisvei got another problem. Kikar zo alai hayom, im eleich lamakom ploni lamachar. So I'm not allowed to eat this piece of bread today if tomorrow I go to location X. Achal. So if he goes ahead and eats that bread today, Hareze Bebal Yelech, he better not go. Yeah. So what's your point? It doesn't say he can eat, it says if he ate. Not Mikatani Ochel. Ochel Katani says if he ate. So on the contrary, the Chi Achal, I mean the point of here is if he ate, so then he's obviously not allowed to go. I mean, who's going to argue on that? Hareze Bebal Yelech. Okay, says the Gemara. So, but that's not the whole point. Because look, it says, Halach Hareze Bebal Yachol. If he ended up going when he did eat, so then he's going to be over on Bal Yachol. Now notice, the only case that it's telling us over here is if he's Halach. Now, why couldn't it tell us, according to you, Reb Yehuda, the norm is that he's not allowed to eat the kikar today, right? That's the norm. Well, why can't it say that he can go? Why can't it say mehalech? And this is how the Ron learns the Gemara's question. there is a possibility that he could be mehalech even if he had been nene, even if he had eaten biyom rishon. And if that's what the Mishnah is coming to teach us, it should have told us that halacha. So that, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, if the whole point over here is to come to teach me the interrelationship of being Zoyer on a Tanai and the way in which that affects Baal Yachir, you have to consider the following case. Suppose he forgot. Now, he went ahead and he ate. The next day, he doesn't remember this. So he's now going ahead that at the time that he eats it, he just ate, because he had never said that he's usher to eat. He only is usher to eat if he walks. So at the time that he eats it, he stopped eating. He doesn't even remember now that it's dependent on what it is that he said. Now that would mean that the achila was without any awareness of the yisr. To do a t'nai that creates an yisr, which he's not going to be aware of at the time that he does it, when it's retroactive, is not usher according to anybody, even Al Libra Rabbi Yehuda.
It's not a problem
because since at the time of Achila, there was no awareness that this Achila is related to a Neder at all. So then you can actually go Lechatchila and walk on the next day. Because it's only if there's a connection between the retroactive Chalos of the Neder and his awareness that we could talk. Consider for a moment the weirdness of the situation. He has no way of knowing the future, right? So you're telling him, don't eat it because maybe it'll turn out that you, in the future, are going to create a neder about today. I mean, normally you can't create the dorm in the future. Obviously. I can't say I won't eat something yesterday. But essentially that's what's happening over here. You're doing something today which is going to say, I will not eat yesterday. What is that supposed to mean? So if you are aware when you are eating it, that, but wait, the future may hold Isser. Okay, so then I understand that we will find out whether indeed you were over that Isser. Stay tuned, same time, same channel. But if you don't even know that there is an Isser that is dependent on what may happen at the time that you do it, to say that now I'm going to create a retroactive situation. I can't create a neder in the past.
Maybe this was all written for the advent of time machines.
That's possible. But we're assuming the norm is he doesn't own one. It's still very expensive. You know? So because of that, why didn't the Mishnah tell us already that you could say, you could have a case of mehalech as well? Why does it say that there's a case of mehalech? So that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if the guy didn't eat, that's the norm. You want to tell me a chiddush? Tell me. The norm is you didn't eat. And the truth is, mehalech. And then the person's going to, wow. So that it's possible that he didn't eat, he could be mehalech. There might even be cases where he did eat. But wasn't the word where he could be mahalik? Instead, you tell me only one case. The only case is, areze babayelech, he better not go. If he did, then he's going to be over on bayacha. Why is that? Kasha rabbiudin. Omlecha rabbiudin, look, you're right, it could have said that. Who had been the litne mahalik? But the point is that we wanted to keep things parallel. So, aydi diktani reisha achal. What are you going to say in the reisha? You can't say you can eat. Isn't that the whole point, says Rabbi Yehuda? The whole point that I'm making here, and that's why I believe that this Mishnah is completely consistent with my approach, is that you cannot say it's okay to eat because it's not okay to eat. Because according to me, you are not going to be Zoyer in the Tanai, therefore you have to be Zoyer in the Yisr. So since it says in the Reisha, the Lashon of Ochal in the past, there's no way to say that he can eat. Tani Sefer Halach. Therefore, in the Sefer it also says Halach. So you'll say, so then what's the Chiddush according to me? I'll tell you very simply what the Chiddush is. The Chiddush is the fact that it is possible to create a retroactive Baal Yachel. That is a chiddush. Because again, you would have thought, either something is usur when you do it, or it's not. You can't have something retroactively becoming usur, and you having no way to know it is usur. So I would think that even if you're aware of the linkage at the time that you eat it, you can't be over on something that may not exist at all, because later on it comes into existence and therefore affects the past. Kamashmalan, that's the Kiddush as Rebbe Yehuda of this Mishnah. It is possible to create retroactively a Baal Yachel Devaro. Okay, the next case we had was Ha'omer Le'isha Konim She'ani Misham Sheikh Harei Zeh B'Baal Yachel Devaro. Now, how is this possible, B'chlal? So Gemara, V'mishtabed La'miriyoraita. How can he tell a woman that I am not going to sleep with you if he has a chiev, dechtiv she'era chesuta onata lo yigra, he's not allowed now to detract the start medication where he takes another wife on the woman that he had taken originally as an Amma Ivriya, and then he marries her. So if he marries another person, he cannot treat her to less than her rights of including onata, including her sexual needs. How can he now aser himself on doing that? Answers the Gemara, it's talking about a case where he says, Hana'at tashmishech alai. And therefore, hakon lokonech alai betashmish. He is actually asering over here her, not her, which he can't do, because it's not his to aser. He's asering on himself, her body. That he can do. That's like asering a sukkah on yourself during sukkahs. You're not saying I won't be mekayem the mitzvah sukkah, but exactly how are you going to go and be mekayem the mitzvah sukkah if the sukkah is asur b'al? No. The same thing is true over here. You obviously cannot aser your body on her because she owns your body for these purposes. That's part of the shiba that you have to her. That's like trying to aser somebody else's food on that person. You can't aser someone else's food with your netter on someone else's office. It has to be yours. Ah, that's true. But you could aser now any use of her body on yourself, which would sort of preclude your having any sexual contact with her. So now what are you going to do? In this case, indeed, there's going to be a problem. The Omer of Kana. Tashmishai alayich. I'm sorry, here's alecha. Where a woman asers her body on her husband, kofinota umishamashto, it's not hers to aser. So we force her to be over her neder. Because over there she ibudim mishabaratli. But if she says, anaatash mishra alai, that the pleasure of your body is prohibited to me, so then enachinami, it's asur. Shein ma'achilin lo la'adam davar asur lo, we can't give someone to eat something that's prohibited on them. So obviously there's no kofin in this case, because this is indeed a neder that is chal. And here, the opposite would also be true. If he asers now hana'at of her body on himself, so then he's not going to be able to be mekayim the shibud. But as far as asering her, it's 100% true. The way it's stated is a little bit misleading. There is no way to do that because it does not belong to him. Konim, we'll start again to Mishnah quick. Konim Shani Yashin, Shani Medaber, Shani Ma'alech, Omer Lisha, Konim Shani Misham Sheikh, Areze, Bebal Yachel Devaro, Itma. Konim Inai Bishina, Yomi Mishan Lamachar, Omer Viram Rava Yishan Ayom, Shama Yishan Lamachar, Nakun Amar Yishan Ayom, Lokashin Shem Yishan Lamachar. That there for sure is no problem. Because kilo mizdaher b'tzna'a avo b'isura mizdaher. It's not. Konim shani yashen shani ma'alech shani medaber tekidani. Ilei mekirik tani. That's ridiculous. Shani yashen mihavi nidra. V'atzan chomer b'shvot shashvot l'chalot o'davar shish bo mamash v'al davar shein bo mamash. Mashen came in a darim, and clearly Shena is a davar she'en ba mamashu. So how can you make a neder on Shena? Therefore, we're going to have to say what we said earlier, that it's talking about Omar Kunim Einai B'Shena. Okay. Now the next piece that bothers me is, how can you say you won't sleep when it's impossible not to sleep? Either lo yoiv shiura mishafkin and lay, ad yavad yisur ba yachel, with a shvua, this would never have been done, because Omer of Yochanan, shvua shalo yishan shlosha yamim, malkin oto, because of shvuat shav, v'yishan le'alter. Ela di omar konim inai b'shena le'macharim yishan ayom. I thought everybody agrees that kobi yisurim is dire. Ela pshita di omar konim inai b'shena ayom, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he doesn't sleep today. But if he doesn't sleep today, why does the Mishnah say, he's not going to be over. So obviously he does sleep today, right? Now the Mishnah is saying that that's the norm, and that he will be over, therefore, tomorrow on Baal Yachel. So that shows Alma Ite Denai. Do you have to review that? No, it says review that. Ki ktani de'inayim. The point of the Mishnah is to tell me, do not sleep because maybe you'll come lidei ba'al yachel, and that's why it says ba'al yachel instead of saying straight out of sur. Ravina, it's nothing to do with it. It says Ravina, the original, you made that first jump and it was wrong. It's actually talking about the case exactly as stated, Yolam Kiriktani, and you ossered yourself on an intangible, and your question is, but I thought you can't make an intangible letter. You can't, Miraita, but my Bayachel Midrabanan. And that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. We don't have to look for Chiddushim in terms of the time. The time is whatever it was, a day, 2 days, as long as it wasn't 3 days. What? Miika Bayachel Midrabanan? In, Vyatanya, Dvarim Amutarim. V'acherim nahagu ben yisur, I ata rishai la tiran bifneem, shenemar lo yachel devaro. By the way, Tosfos learns that this is not just a raya to the language that we use ba yachel in a derabbanan sense. It's actually the reason for the exact ba yachel devaro that is true on an intangible. Because since the guy himself believes that he has ossered himself on sleep, these people believe that their minhag is kadosh. You're not allowed to do this. What are you going to tell them? It's okay. It's the same thing over here. So that means, and we see in the very same sense, this is a bayachel drabun. Tonight. Konim shan nenet li ada pesach, im techil beit avich ada chak. So if there, if al chalif ne ha pesach, so then asur rabanato ada pesach. You see, only Al-Khalif Ne'a Pesach is Asura, but lo Al-Khala. Omre Baba, no, Al-Khalif Ne'a Pesach is Asura is actually Loka, because of the Baal Yachel. But if lo Al-Kha, so then it's Asura Bi'alma, because maybe, like Rabbi Yehuda says, you'll come to the Baal Yachel. Oh yes, Ema Seifa, Achara Pesach, Baal Yachel Devaro. What's the Yisr? I mean, you're saying the norm is not to be men, it's also be men. Either lo yisan if they have Pesach, then there's no bayachel devaro at all. So miika bayachel, elap shita, that she was nana, and that's the norm, is to be nana. Alma mitani v'tiyuf to the Rabbi Yehuda. No, says Rabbi Yehuda, ki katoni di'i it hani. That's the point of Isaac bayachel devaro. And because of that, you should be careful. Since you can come lidei bayachel, if you will be nana now, therefore do not be nana tonight. But she's still going to be muteret lechachar Pesach. But you see, alcha asura lo alcha lo. Oh my Rava, no, actually I didn't feel lo alcha. She would be asura libid Rabbi Yeramirav. The mission is perfectly consistent with that. However, alcha asura lo ka lo alcha tisura bialma because of maybe. Meitzvah kikazu alay hayom imelech l'makam ploni l'machar. Achal arezi b'ba yelech. Says Rabbi, what's the So, mi katani ochel achal katani. Dechi achal arezi b'ba yelech. It's the same. You're not supposed to. If you do, you better be careful not to walk. So then when it says halach arezi b'ba yachel dvaro, never says you can walk. It only talks about coming the day by yach if you do walk. And that's certainly not necessarily the case. Not in any way. Even if you ate necessarily, not necessarily by Yachel Devorah. Kashu Rav Yehuda, Well, who had the litany mahalich? The point is that we want to keep it parallel. I did iktani reisha achal. There's no way to write ochel over there because you're not allowed to be ochel. So therefore, tani sefer halach. How could he do this anyway? It's not his to aser. No, it's talking about he asers himself. And since the Omer of Kanatash Mishai Alecha Kofinoto Mishamashto, because she would Mishabaratle. But if she says Hana Atash Mishka a lie, then indeed it's asur for her. And in Machinlo la Adam, Davara Asurlo, even though he's Meshubit. Maybe Meshubit for a mitzvah also. We wouldn't force him to sit in the sukkah if that is something that is asura.